Today, I would like to share a quick tip to make lesson planning much easier.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
We hear so much about doing the proper score study to prepare for our instrumental ensembles, and I have to admit that, especially in my earlier days of teaching, I really struggled with this. I just felt like I didn't have time to do the score study that I needed to do. So I found a way to make it a little bit easier, especially now that I have a little bit more experience in score study. What I do is I sit there and study the score, and you can start anticipating the problems that will come. And on a sheet of paper, or actually I do it in a notebook, I put down all the things I'm going to look for. So these are like all my goals. For example, it might be at letter A, we need to work on the rhythms for the clarinets. At letter B, we need to tune that chord starting from the bottom up. But I write down all these goals, and I find that in about a half an hour to an hour of score study, I can get several pages worth of goals written down. And then I just use those in my lesson planning. So in my lesson plans, I have a written set of lesson plans that my administrators would like to see. And in my lesson plans, I just have the warm-ups we're going to do and the technique building things we're going to do, which are a little bit easier for me to plan because there's kind of some repetition and kind of a sequence of events I go through with those leading up to the goal at the end of the year. But for my songs, I've just started listing those in my lesson plans with a reference in the lesson plan to my notebook that has all the things. The great thing about the notebook too is that I can then check off an item when we've gone through it. I feel like everyone has played it to the level they need to be. I check it off so that I know we've completed that. And then that way, at any moment, we have something we need to work on, because sometimes, as you probably have discovered too, sometimes students will learn a rhythm or pick up on something very quickly, and it was something you thought would take 10 or 15 minutes. And other times the reverse happens, something that you think they'll learn pretty quickly, they don't seem to get, and so you're not able to check it off. You just kind of make some progress towards that goal. So this has made my lesson planning so much easier to have this notebook ready to go, so I don't have to sit down every week and think about what I'm going to do with the students. I already have it planned out almost to the next concert, pretty much. I hope that this tip has been helpful to you and that you're able to incorporate it in your own teaching.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how